Welcome to JC English, where we teach you useful terms and expressions in just a few minutes. I'm your host, Jerry.
Hi guys, I'm Cecilia. 欢迎回到 JC 英语从洛杉矶发来的 podcast.
They often say that if you want to succeed in life, you have to take the bull by the horns.
你说如果想在生活中成功哈，必须 take the bull by the horn.
This is an idiom that means you have to face a challenge head on. In other words, you have to be a go-getter.
Be a go-getter 哈，我们之前提过，就是有一股子这个拼劲儿。那么我们之前的节目里说过，这个 go-getter 啊，有点拼命三郎的意思。所以你这么一解释，我就明白了。Take the bull by the horn 就是不畏艰险。
A go-getter is someone who is assertive, ambitious, and aggressive.
你说了三个 A 打头的形容。我们来看看 assertive, ambitious, aggressive 都是用来形容一个人很有干劲很有冲劲、啊、
Assertive means someone who isn't afraid to speak up for himself.
Assertive 就是非常坚定的很自信的
For example, you could say Speak up and be more assertive if you want the boss to notice you.
这句话是说如果你想让老板注意到你呢就请大声地说出来并且更加的自信一点
An aggressive person is willing to use power or force to get their way. It's often applied to business, war, or sports.
Aggressive 就是勇往直前的非常积极的形容一个人这个冲劲很强哈
So an example sentence could beYou should be more aggressive if you want to score more points.
这句话说，如果你想获得更多的分数呢，你就应该更加积极。
An ambitious person has goals that they want to meet. In other words, they want to achieve success.
Ambitious, 哈，我们通常说一个人，他这个胸怀大志，哈，他是形容一个人，他比较有雄心壮志的。
So you could say, she is very ambitious in her career and life goals.
这句话是说，她对她的职业生涯呢，非常有规划，哈，雄心勃勃的。In other words,She knows what she wants.
There are also a number of other slang terms that mean the same thing as go-getter.
好，所以我们就说哈，这个高手在民间。那今天我们来看看高手怎么说。那我们下面有一系列的这个俚语表达要教给大家。如果大家想对照文字学习呢，可以关注我们的微信公众号 JC 英语。我们每期节目都有对应的文字推送。
For example, a hot shot is someone who is very flashy and skillful.
Hot shot.其实就是我们俚语里说的高手能人的意思。
You can also call someone a live wire.
Live wire, 哈、啊，这个我查了一下，挺有意思。我一开始在想，什么叫活电线呀、啊？查了以后发现，这是机灵鬼的意思。
That's right. A live wire is very dynamic, but also dangerous. So this expression has a double meaning. It can refer to both a dynamic go-getter type of person, but also one who is a bit out of control and dangerous.
Live wire 这个词哈，它其实有一点点负面，都用来形容那些鬼主意很多的人，鬼鬼灵精的。
On the flip side, you could just call someone super motivated.
Super motivated. Motivated 就是有动力的，前面加一个 super 就是超级有动力的。
Likewise, you could call someone goal-oriented.
Goal-oriented, 它的意思是以目标为导向的，也就是说注重结果的那类人哈。这个我们知道生活中老板和老师都很喜欢这种人。
And an upstart is someone who has risen suddenly to wealth or a high position, but they might behave arrogantly.
Upstart, 它的意思是新贵或者是指那些突然发迹的人。一般呢，它都指年轻人哈。It is usually paired with young.
Right, so you can often say a young upstart. And an example sentence could be, the company may only be 2 years old, but it's a real upstart that's shaking up the industry.
那这个例句说，这家公司仅仅成立了两年哈，但是它却是整个行业的新贵，就是像一匹黑马一样。
And finally, calling someone a powerhouse is a big compliment. It means they are very capable and powerful.
Powerhouse 就是能量屋哈，这个字面上意思，实际上它的意思是指非常强的人或者是非常强的队伍。
For example, you could call a basketball team that always wins the championship year after year.A powerhouse.
对，这个 NBA 赛场上都是 powerhouse 哈。好，那今天我们借着高手在民间这句话来聊一聊高手的种种表达，希望大家喜欢，觉得实用。那如果您想每天收听地道实用的英语节目，可以在我们的微信公众号 JC 英语升级我们的会员课程。我们的会员课程呢，一周更新6天，每个工作日更新2个节目，而且价格十分优惠。好，感谢您的收听 ，See you next time.
Bye bye.